What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, can a narcissist have a healthy relationship? Can a narcissist have a long-lasting, healthy, loving, caring relationship? Y'all will be pleasantly shocked how often I get this comment in my comment section. How often I get this question or some variation of it in my comment section. Like, so many people want to know if their narcissist, the person in their life, can have a healthy relationship. So this is my perspective on it right here, y'all. And there'll be some other self-aware narcissists, some other people that disagree with me. I completely understand it. I get it. You know what I mean? I completely understand it. I get it. I understand. I know. But to me, the word healthy doesn't exist within the realm of toxic relationship spaces. It just doesn't. And I already know, here comes the comeback. Well, Lee, you're married. You have a wife. Is your relationship not healthy? Y'all, again, what is your definition of healthy? Because I feel like just me and my wife and my dynamic, you know, even with my kids' relationship, we've had to alter the parameters of what healthy actually is to fit what we have going on. Do I love and care about my wife? Yes. Do I respect her boundaries? Yes. Are we working harder and better together? Absolutely yes. But there's still times the narcissistic part of me comes out. I still do some narcissistic stuff. It is, I'm a little, the dash of toxicity here. It's not relationship breaking toxicity, but sometimes I can't control some things that I say sometimes and whatnot. But it's healthier than it was. It's way healthier than it was. My wife said it very recently. She's like, we're doing better now than we were, a year or two in. I'm like, yeah, I can agree with that, because we're both working on each other. We're both opening our mouths. And like, even though she says some stuff to me sometimes, like she'll tell me something to do and it will get on my last nerves because I hate being told what to do. But I just like, you know what? I'm so grateful that you are able to speak your truth and speak your peace just comfortably. Like, she says it now. If it's on her mind, she said, hey, can we do this instead of doing that? Normally I wouldn't say this, but we're in a different place right now, so can we do this right here? I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's rock. You know what I mean? It gets to that point right there. We're dealing with that type of situation and whatnot. So we have a healthier dynamic, and I don't want people to look at my stuff and just like, well, we can get there. We can get to a healthier dynamic. Don't look at me and take hope that the person in your life is going to get better, that the narcissistic person in your life is going to change or work on themselves. That's a very, very rare possibility, y'all. It just is. So the word healthy doesn't exist in toxic relationship dynamics. I feel like you can't be in a toxic, you can't have toxicity within the parameters of your relationship and use the word healthy. The toxicity has to go away. And narcissistic people typically are always going to have some form of toxicity going on within their lives. It just is, y'all. This is just the way it is. And I'm not trying to dampen anybody's mood today. It's like, well, Lee, I was hoping to watch this video and get hope that the person I'm with would just take heed and just make the changes. Y'all, this is what I've noticed so far with a lot of people. Y'all are willing to accept so much less to stay with a toxic person than to just to not necessarily walk away from the relationship, but just to try to go out and find somebody that will treat you better, that will give you more. It might take a little bit of more work to go out there and find the person that you want that can give you more. But so many people have that fear because you see the dating pool is a swamp. The dating pool is this deep. Whatever, you know, people these days don't want to date. They just want to clap cheeks and be on Tinder and just make videos and this and that. You know what I mean? That's what you hear so much out here nowadays. You see what I'm saying? So people would rather stay in toxic relationships. I know the trauma bond exists. I understand the dynamic. I'm just saying some people will rather stay in toxic relationships than take a chance and going out there and finding somebody else that would treat them better. You know, I know everybody's situation is different. There's kids, there's money, there's everybody's situation is different. I'm just saying people who have the ability to go out there and make those moves, they sometimes choose to stay in a toxic relationship because like, well, at least I know what I'm going to get from this person. You see what I'm saying? Like, me personally, like, this is why I ask yourself, like, if that narcissistic person, like, this is why, and this is, let me say this right here. You have to meet them where they are sometimes. A lot of people try to, you are up here emotionally and mentally. The person that you're dealing with, the toxic person, narcissistic person, is down here emotionally and mentally. You have to reach, you have to try to reach down to pull them up. You see what I'm saying? Are you willing to continue to reach down in your life and pull somebody else up? Because sometimes you're going to slip off the edge and fall down yourself. They're going to, more than likely, they're going to bring you down to their level than for them to come up to your, to meet you at yours. So they're going to say you have to, sometimes you have to accept that person for who they are. Believe they're lying and cheating. Then leave them. You see what I'm saying? I know it's not, I know it's easier to say it than done, but like, believe they're lying and cheating. They're abusive. They put their hands on me. Then y'all, you have to make a plan to leave that person. So what if it doesn't get better? What if it doesn't change? Ask yourself, let's just say there's a 90% chance that it doesn't get better. Are you willing to bank on that 10%? Some people are going to say, yes, I'm willing to bank on that 10% because love is true love. And I'm married and I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, married, blah, blah, blah. Okay, y'all. You can Christian marriage yourself into a sad ass life if you want to. God didn't put you on here to be, God didn't put you on this earth to struggle and be sad. He sent his only begotten son to struggle and to suffer and to do all of that stuff for your sins, for our sins. He didn't put you on here to struggle. You're not going to be nailed up on a cross. So why are you struggling? Why are you sitting, why are you choosing to struggle? How do you know God put you, why do people think God put you here to struggle and to be unhappy? You know what I mean? You have to empower yourself. You have to seek that healthy relationship. You might have a healthy mindset, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to rub off on the other person, because the narcissistic person in your life might be happy where they are. They might be happy being who they are. You see what I'm saying? They might actually be good where they are. Why would they change? If I'm happy where I am and you're not going to leave me, why would I change anything about myself? Because you love me? No, I can say I love you and still be happy with myself where I am. Then sometimes if you try to leave them, yeah, they're, oh, I love you. Why are you going to leave me? They'll promise you to change up if you try to leave them. You see what I'm saying? You have to empower yourself. You have to do what you need to do. The hopes and prayers, the hopes and dreams of having a healthy relationship with a narcissistic person are few and far between. Let's just say, like, I can say it like this right here. Me personally, I think there's less than 5% chance a narcissist, the person in your life, is going to go to therapy and get better. A lot of people are going to say 1%, less than 1%. Let's just say 5%. Let's say 10%. Let's say 20%. Let's say there's a 20% chance that narcissistic person in your life is going to change or give you a shot at a healthy relationship. 20% chance that they're going to change, which means there's an 80% chance that they're not going to change their behaviors or anything about themselves. So there's 100, y'all hear these examples coming up. There's 100 cups on the table. 20 of them have, all the cups have a clear liquid in it. All the liquid looks alike, right? 20 of those cups have water. 80 of them have poison. And you only get one shot because you only get one life. Are you going to take that chance of trying to find one of those 20 cups of water? Which you could, like I said, that's the chance you're taking. 80-20 is an 80% chance they're not going to change. What if there's a 40% chance they're not going to change? That's still less than 50%. You still have a more than 50% chance of picking a cup of poison and wasting your life and dying, passing away before your time. Because I think a lot of these toxic relationships they're not going to be healthy relationships anyway. So if they're not healthy relationships and you sit inside that toxicity, what happens to plants and living things when they are consistently in a toxic environment? They wither and die. So instead of having a healthy relationship, you have an emotional death. You're still alive. Your body's still alive, but you emotionally die. Things that sit in a toxic relationship cannot survive for a long period of time, y'all. They just can't. They have aberrations. They have mutations. Look at it when they drop a damn nuclear bomb on something. Look at a few years later, they have people got four arms and like Goro from Mortal Kombat. People have four arms and 15 fingers and 17 toes and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Four sets of cheeks to clap. They have mutations. Like, you sit in toxicity long enough, you mutate. Yeah, I'm coming up with some stuff off the top of my head. This will be some short clips coming up here pretty soon. Like, you I know. Hey, when you sit inside this toxicity long enough, you mutate. Nothing can survive in a toxic environment for a long time. The things that survive in a toxic relationship, the things that survive in a toxic environment have been conditioned to be there. You might survive in a toxic environment, but you've been conditioned to be there. So you've been conditioned to accept less. You have to, like, are you willing to accept it? What if this person doesn't change? What if the person doesn't get better? What if this is the, what if this is the best they're going to get? Are you willing to accept that right there? Because me personally, I don't think that narcissistic, being with a narcissist can ever equate to being in a fully healthy, happy relationship, y'all. Especially not one is, especially one is not aware. But what if they get aware? Self-awareness as a narcissist does not mean cured, does not mean healed, it does not mean better. Sometimes self-awareness can just give them the excuse to treat you bad, to treat you worse. Sometimes self-awareness becomes that front-end excuse for them to exacerbate these behaviors to treat you worse. It's like, hey, I'm a narcissist, I go to therapy, I'm self-aware, so what can you say, what can I do? I can't change, I can't help myself, what am I supposed to do? Again, they'll blame you for being there. It's a mindset, y'all. It's literally a mentality that you have to deal with when you're dealing with toxic people, toxic relationship dynamics and whatnot. So you have to empower yourself. If not, I'm just telling you, it's a bumpy road. 80-20. Like I said, if you believe the percentages of them changing are even less, 95-5, you don't have 5 cups of water on the table. They're all mixed in together. Are you going to take the chance of drinking, finding a cup of water, or 95% chance of drinking poison? The choice is yours, y'all. Anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing. The Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, A Self-Love Journal. I love me. Search Lee Hammack Self-Love, or you can find a link in my bio, description, or whatever. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Like, extremely thankful for y'all. I'm super blessed, y'all, and I hope this video brought you some clarity. I hope it brought you some peace. I know some of the stuff I say might hurt, but, you know, I feel like it's necessary to help people grow and help people live their most authentic lives, to be their most authentic selves. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.